Harry says sacrifices by NATO troops in Afghanistan deserve respect. Frank Gardner, not only Americans risked life and limb to serve in Afghanistan. China no longer Pentagon's top security priority. Boy, 12, dies from injuries after Sydney shark attack. TikTok US venture to collect precise user location data. High stakes but low expectations for Ukraine talks with Russia and US. I didn't hear from my son for 7 months. Inside Yemen's UAE runs secret prisons. US braces for extremely dangerous winter storm. Hundreds of Minnesota businesses close to protest ICE presence. Danish PM in Greenland for show of support after Trump threats. A natural partner, US Treasury Secretary weighs in on Alberta separatism, alleged drug kingpin and ex-Olympian Ryan, wedding arrested after years on the run. I saw people getting shot, eyewitness tells of Iran protest crackdown. Mandela's prison key, sunglasses and shirt can be sold after daughter wins court battle. Luxury watchmaker designs 1.5-meter model with Indian billionaire statue. Spanish track was fractured before high-speed train disaster, report finds. Canadian woman found dead on Australian beach, likely died of drowning, autopsy finds. Stuck between the US and Russia, Canada must prove it can defend its Arctic territory. Trump covets mineral-rich Greenland, but what natural resources does it actually have? Blood was all over. Victim of Nigeria church abduction describes escape. A national tragedy 30 years ago united Australia. Why hasn't the Bondi shooting? Could Trump's new Board of Peace sideline the struggling UN? 8 surprise takeaways from the Oscar nominations. Vietnam's leader returns to power with bold promises. Can he deliver? Is the US TikTok deal a new reality for China's tech champions? What we know about Trump's framework of future deal over Greenland. Could trilateral talks yield a breakthrough in Ukraine-Russia war? Liz Hurley and Anna Wintour among mourners at Valentino's funeral in Rome. Does TikTok's US deal threaten the company's global ambitions? Board of Peace, Zelensky and Musk, what happened before Trump left Davos? Footage captures moment NZ landslide starts in Mount Maunganui. Watch. Russian cosmonaut captures stunning aurora from space. Trump administration considers naval blockade to halt Cuban oil imports, Politico reports. Exclusive. Mexico weighs stopping oil shipments to Cuba amid concerns of Trump retaliation, sources say. Exclusive. Valero Phillips 66 buy Venezuelan oil cargoes as part of Washington's deal with Caracas. U.S. Energy firms add rigs for first time in 3 weeks. U.S. oilfield service company SLB says it can rapidly increase activities in Venezuela. U.S. targets Iran's shadow fleet over crackdown on protesters. Brazil's instant coffee sector seeks clarity on U.S. decision to keep 50% tariff. U.S., in control of oil dollars, heaps pressure on Iraq over Iranian influence. Gold prices slip back after hitting new record high. 5,000 AUD in sight. Oil prices rise on Trump's Iran warning. Weekly gains likely. NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang in Shanghai amid China regulatory headwinds. Jobs, 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 the AI mantra in Davos as fears take back seat. SEC agrees to dismiss case over crypto lending by Winklevoss Gemini. Exclusive. Exxon's XTO unit seeks buyers for select Eagle Ford assets. Trump administration unlawfully suspended EV charger infrastructure program. U.S. judge rules Aldabra 4 completes $350 million IPO on NASDAQ. U.S. safety board opens probe into Waymo robo-taxis passing stopped school buses. Goldman Sachs CEO David Solomon's 2025 compensation rises over 20%. Delta Airlines urges travelers to rebook as winter storm threatens weekend flights. 5 takeaways from Davos 2026. U.S. consumer sentiment surges, beating expectations and boosting dollar manufacturing. PMI holds steady, aligns with forecasts. Steady services PMI holds ground at 52.5, fails to meet expectations.